Now, as a young lad, I grew up in an environment of rule-based religion. To me, it felt like following Jesus meant having to wear a straitjacket 24/7. I suspect that still today, a lot of people see it that way. But what if that's not what God had in mind after all? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the things I like most about Jesus is that he wasn't much into following rules. Yeah, sure, he talked a lot about our love response to God and how that should change the way we live, but it wasn't this sense of a bunch of rigid rules to follow. I think we human beings can have a tendency of taking the good things of God and turning them into rules. Religion and rules seem to go hand in hand, but I'm not sure that that's what God's got in mind. Some people challenged Jesus one day about fasting, Mark chapter 2, verse 18. The followers of John the Baptist and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came to Jesus and said, "Hey, John's followers are fasting and the followers of the Pharisees fast, but your followers don't fast. Why?" In other words, they were asking, why don't your guys play the game and follow the religious rules like everyone else? That's not an unreasonable question. Verse 19, Jesus answered, "At a wedding, the friends of the bridegroom, are they not sad while he's there with them? They can't fast while the bridegroom is still there, but the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast." You know what that tells me about God? He'd rather have us enjoying a relationship with him than chasing after a bunch of rules. And the funny thing is, the more we enjoy him, the more we want to live our lives for him. I wonder sometimes whether religious rules don't completely miss the point of this thing that God calls grace. That's his word fresh for you today. Friend, Jesus came to set you free. The sacrifices he calls us to make, the changes that he wants us to make in how we live, they're meant to be our love response to him. Living our lives for him is meant to feel like my chains fell off, not I'd better not stuff up. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Living in the God Dimension. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.